The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I don't know why I decided to scat the title. Justin McElroy, your oldest brother.
I'm Travis McElroy, your middleest brother.
I'm your babyest baby brother, Griffin. You know that he's actually saying words in Rusted Rude Simi on my way. He's saying words.
I know the words.
It's not... I think scat on purpose.
I used to think is nobody safe, nobody on. It's not that.
That is 100% it. Guys, I guess I'm less of the baby now, aren't I?
Less of a baby.
You're finally a man.
Finally a man.
Took me a few extra years. On top of that, most
the McElroy tradition is at 27.
Uh-huh. Not 18.
27.
Griffin, how does 27 feel to you? How does it feel?
I mean, here's the thing. Rachel got me a box of Tiff's treats for my birthday, a local warm cookie delivery company, and I ate like 3/4 of the box just like as soon as I received it. So I don't know that necessarily I'm more of an adult. It's not an adult way to consume cookies.
My age is actually defined by the fact that if I did that, I would die.
Yeah. Well,
how did your rum tum tummy feel afterwards?
Run tum shitty.
Did not enjoy it. Yeah,
would not recommend.
No. Savor that right now, though, because it didn't kill
you. No, I know. It sounds like I got it in under the fucking wire. Because I guess in, like, what, 6 years, then, like, one of my feet will fall off if I try that.
Yeah.
Best stunt.
It's such a big day. Griffin had his birthday on the 17th. By the way, P.O. Box 54, Huntington, West Virginia.
If you want to send Justin presents for my birthday that I will never receive.
I'll make sure he gets him a wink. That's no problem. It's Griffin's 27th birthday. It's 420. It's Easter. He is risen.
And there's going to be a new episode of Game of Thrones. That's what I'm most excited about.
Travis was keen to point that out.
I'm finally caught up after, I think the show's been on for 8 years, and I finally watched it. This shit's really good, you guys. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, thanks, Trav.
But it's like an underground success. I can't wait to read the novelization of the show.
It's really bad.
Yeah,
it's boring, and everybody has here's something that surprised me. If you read the books, all the people in the show have names. I thought three of them did, but no, they've all got names, and none of them are like Dylan or like Ralphie.
What's great, now that I'm caught up, it's having conversations with people about the show. And this is, no joke, the conversation I had with my friend Charlie. Yeah, that one guy, Jory. No, the other one. Jorah? No, the other
George,
one. Marma. The onion guy? No, the other one. Stannis. No, I know Stannis. It's not Stannis. I don't know who you're talking about.
I've watched every episode of the show, and I read the first two books, and still... There are times when I think that one of the guys is another guy. The guy who... I tell you the problem with this show is the guy who is down with the lady who wears red all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He is the most generic dude in the world. He could be popping up like every few scenes in like the background, and I would not notice that fool. They could swap that actor out daily.
Wait, his name is Stannis? I would not notice.
His name is basically what? Stan, is also not helping.
Yeah,
he looks like a fucking superintendent.
But it's Stan's buddy. It's Stan's buddy, Greybeard dude, the Onion, who I simply cannot remember his name except that he's the Onion Knight,
Doctor Onion. Onion boy, the silly knight.
Silly knight.
Okay,
Onion boy.
Like, there's not really anything funny about Game of Thrones. So let's talk about our listeners and their problems and try to help them because that's what we do.
Yeah, God. Let's just not talk about Jesus. I thought we were going to skew into Jesus jokes for a while there, and I thought we really pulled it out. Good job, guys.
Yeah, I saved my one good He Is Risen joke for
He is blazing.
420. There's only one day worth coming back from the dead for.
All you care 420. About is babes and grindage, Justin. I'm sick of it.
And wheezing the juice.
And wheezing and grindage.
I've recently gotten back into the dating scene while in universe. Listen, this is an American show, and if you're going to write into it, it's college, which makes money for dates hard to come by. Is it in bad taste to use gift cards and coupons while on a date? Regards. I don't want to miss this chance in Canada.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
It's in bad taste if you're using Applebee's gift cards on that date. Because oopsies.
Especially if you're not at Applebee's.
Oops, you went to Applebee's.
Do you accept Applebee's gift cards? So this is a Red Robin.
Do they have,
I'm aware.
Do they have the bees in Canada?
It's just called Le Applebee's.
Le Applebee's.
Oh, great. Yeah, no, why wouldn't it be called that? For sure.
But they have to have both on the sign, so every Applebee's is huge because they have to have both.
I thought every restaurant in Canada needed to be named after like a very manly sounding man.
This is Paul Thwackum.
I'm not joking. I thought every restaurant had to fall into like so even like, top of the line, like a Vancouver bistro. Had
are
to
you
be
basing
called,
this
like,
off of anything other than Tim Hortons and Stan Mikita's Donuts? Notwithstanding,
no,
that
you
was
can't
both in Illinois and in Wayne's World,
but close enough. I consider Illinois basically a Canada's Alaska. Illinois is non-contiguous Canada.
Isn't it odd how the very behaviors that might make someone a desirable life partner,
right, like frugality,
antithetical to the actual wooing of right, said person?
I don't know. I would be pretty goddamn wooed if somebody was like, oh, by the way, don't even worry about it. Groupon, he slammed down Groupon. I'd be
here's
all
what you gotta
about
do.
That.
I think Groupon has more. Okay, so let me. Okay, Groupon I think is trendier.
Yes,
I think Groupon has an air of hipness to it. If you pull out, like, if you're at Captain D's and you pull out a,
you coupon already fucked you up. Out of that's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, hold on, Justin. I'm gonna stop you there. I don't think the coupon's gonna have any impact
whether you're at,
on this.
If you're at the D's or the B's, you've done fucked up before you even started.
What if you say, listen, fella, I'm taking you to Applebee's, and I'm going to use a gift card, but I'm going to use the differential on another date activity post-dinner. So I have a $25 Applebee's gift card. You and me, we're going to go to Applebee's and save some dough, but then I'm going to take that $25, and then I'm going to take you a Cold Stone for a little post-Applebee's roundup. And get mm-hmm. you the German chocolate cake or maybe some of those ice cream cupcakes that they got there that you like so much. And we'll just, I'll pass, basically what I'm saying is, I'll pass the savings on to you.
Can you just go right back through those revolving doors, right back into Applebee's for a second dip? You save, like, you drop the card, you pay for the entire first Applebee's dip, your first B's. And you pay for all that, like, I got this. And then you bounce out, step outside, maybe have a smoke, post-B's smoke, in the Applebee's smoking plaza. And then you turn right back around and you go in, and maybe you try a different one of their delicious $9 entrees.
I have been to because of my geographical location, I have been to Applebee's more times than I care to admit. And of the many thoughts that have crossed my mind after an Applebee's meal, most of them regretful in nature, I've never thought to myself, the one I thought I've never had is, man, I just want to be here another hour. Mm-hmm. I just want to soak this
that,
in.
That
I didn't
Jason
stare at that picture of that lacrosse team nearly long enough.
Those Jason Sudeikis commercials that he voices over at the end of each one is see you tomorrow. And that could be seen as sort of a veiled threat after you just finished. If you left at the Applebee's and you go home and you do have diarrhea, and then you turn on one of those commercials and Sudeikis is like, hey, you are coming back here every day until you die. Like, I don't know.
Have you guys ever gotten carry out from an Applebee's?
Yes.
The method, I don't know if this is universal, but the method by which one gets carry out from Applebee's is the sketchiest, like, most tacit admission that their whole atmosphere is the wackest. You have to, you tell them what car you're driving, and you pull up to, like, a secret side door.
You flash your blinkers twice.
You don't have to flash your blinkers, but it does help if you have your headlights on, and they say, oh, there he is. He's in the Kia. Go take this out to him. And you exchange the money for services right in your car. It's the dirtiest. I'm always tempted when they bring the food out to say, like, quick, get in the passenger seat. I want everybody to see you. Let's do this in the car. People are watching.
You got the stuff?
You got,
hey.
Hey.
What's in the bag?
You got them onion dippers?
You got
them onion blasters?
Straw slippers?
Nice.
Slippers.
I'll be back here tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow because Jason Sudeikis told me to on TV. How about a real quick hand job?
Do you accept gift cards? My date's in the back seat.
Hey, what's up? I'm the date. Give him a hand job.
You didn't forget the onion slaw, did you? That's a hybrid slaw and sauce for onions. Onion slaw. Dip it in and then suck it down.
Okay. How about a Yahoo?
We have not helped this person at all.
So, in closing, you're welcome.
I find frugality incredibly erotically fascinating.
You're 27.
Yep.
If I went on a date with someone and I pulled out, first of all, my wife would be very upset. But if I pulled out a gift card and they judged me harshly for that, I'd be like, okay, this is done. That's how you're judging my quality as a person, is whether I use a gift card or not.
I actually think if I went on a date with somebody who was, like, disciplined enough to, like, have a gift card, remember they had the gift card, go to the place to use the gift card, and then actually present the gift card, like, I would think, oh, thank God, it's an adult. Thank God I have an adult to take care of me.
Because the other side of that coin is basically, if they judge you for it, what they're saying is, like, oh, you couldn't just pay real money for that? Like, what? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's as good as money. It's just you turn it into onion slaw.
Right.
I would be kind of bummed out because then I would know that that person has a grandpa that's maybe not so, like, getting to know, like, what that person's it. Oh, like, oh, you have a pretty strained and distant relationship with your grandpa. That's too bad. Like, we probably would have waited until date 4 or 5 to bring that up, but that telltale B's gift card has outed the secret, I guess.
Yahoo me, Griffin.
I'll give you a tight Yahoo. This one's sent in by Cruz Flores. Thank you, Cruz. It's by Yahoo Answers user Death Star, who asks, I want my cat to develop abs like Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
How can I do it?
So he wants a warrior cat, basically.
I don't think the warrior cats have sweet, sexy, rippling abs. They probably do somewhere.
This person clearly seems unaware that the Ninja Turtles also do not have abs.
I guess it was
their shell.
Their shell, dumbass.
Well, maybe.
Jeez,
like,
read a book.
Maybe they watched the trailer for the what's that dude's name? The one who makes all the movies?
Michael Cheddar Bay.
Steven Spielberg.
Michael Bay. And he made that trailer, and you can tell, like, they look pretty busted, right? They look like they might.
They don't look good.
They look pretty. They look all ripped up. And I think you can just sort of intuit that they have. They're fucking blasting some green ass Chippendale shit in there.
I thought that those Ninja Turtles, they look like a 6-year-old's drawing of Ninja Turtles from, like, having watched, like, one episode. That is what the ones in the microphone.
But, like, creepily, like, all ripped and busted. Like, they look like Ninja Turtles that have been, like, smoking 2 packs a day since they were born. They look a little bit torn up.
Like, since their heyday, they've just been sort of.
It looks like.
Underground.
You think they would have lived since 1988. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Here's the other thing about us. You don't know. We're immortal, and we can never die, and we have to live in shells in the sewer.
Pass me
but
my
we
palm
do
malls.
Clearly age.
Yeah, the Ninja Turtles
are beginning
came,
to look
me.
A lot more like Ninja Tortoises.
Ninja Turtles came, and they saved me from Shredder, and it was awesome, and they smelled like a million grandmas. They stink like shit.
They gave me some chocolates out of their purse, and it tasted like Virginia Slims.
Did they smell bad because they live in a sewer? No, they smelled like an old man that was like real ripped up and torn up and just like real haggard.
They gave me an Applebee's gift card.
They gave me an Applebee's gift card because they just couldn't be fucking bothered to get to know me.
What does go through your head when you're like, you know what? I bet he would like Applebee's. But I don't know what he likes there. I can't just go get him the thing he wants. What if he doesn't want it right
don't
now?
Don't you remember that one time when Billy told me all he wanted for Christmas was a couple Brutuses? You remember.
A couple shot glasses full of sugary goo. Okay.
The onion sloss. Okay, so listen.
I want my cat to develop powers like Ninja Turtles. I don't think it's outside the realm of possibilities because cats got tummies, and you can probably tighten that shit up. You could probably get that tummy a little bit tighter, kitty.
Cat crunches.
What if you pick them up underneath their front legs, and then, because as they're trying to get away, that seems like that would be good for the core. Doesn't it?
Like, you pick them up by their front.
You pick them up, like, underneath their armpits, basically, and you hold them aloft, like, sort of like a...
Teach them to walk.
In the Lion King pose, right? And then they're flailing to try to get away from your grip, and while they're doing it, they're blasting their core.
They're just getting super, super ripped. If I kiss my kitty's tummy over and over again, just tickle my nose with soft tummy hairs, is that going to give them a stronger core?
It might, because they would get the giggles. You giggling. Laughter is the best medicine or ab workout. Laughter is the best ab workout.
I'll tickle.
You could also put that thing on their tummy that electroshocks it.
Oh, tight. Yeah, no, that would be
good. That's good. In one of those, like, you could put them in one of those jiggly belts that you see in, like, 50s fitness things.
I tell you how awesome it would be to walk into a room and see a cat just standing up in one of those things, like, drinking a Bloody Mary and smoking a cigarette and be like, I'm getting fit.
Mm-hmm. Cooking an, like, old-time microwave meal that, like, has, like, the foil and shit on it.
I don't think there were microwave meals with foil on them at any point in recorded history. That seems like
it took them a while to figure that shit out. This food has eyeballs on it. What are we doing wrong? We fucked up.
We don't understand microwaves. I don't get it. You know that we couldn't use microwaves for the first 30 years after they were invented because we kept trying to put foil in there?
Mm-hmm. The more you know.
Justin, I don't think I can go on with the rest of the show just because since this idea was first proposed, all I can think about is your chunky dumpster of a cat with one of those shake belts on it, and just like imagining how that would go.
First off, Claudia Jean is slimming down.
How much? What's she down to?
She's down to 18 pounds. That's from 20. So she's like on the road to recovery. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. She's trying to get fit. She hates every second of it, and she still won't exercise, even though I asked her to. And I got her that Billy Blanks tape she asked for, and she doesn't ever put it in. Ever.
Bob Harper.
Her closet's just full of different articles, those stretchy like ropes and like the perfect push up.
All of it. The ab roller, none of it. She won't touch it. She asked for them, and then once they show up, like, oh, I don't remember. I don't know. Maybe I'll definitely try that.
Oh, yeah.
She won't.
Good suggestion. Let me see that. Yeah, I'll read this during lunch.
Did you just want me to pee on this? Or no, I would like you to use it and blast your core, please.
If your cat was on The Biggest Loser, which trainer do you think she'd want to be teamed up with?
Jarlington?
Jarlington.
Claude Jarlington?
Claude Jarlington. He is two of them. Yeah, he exercised so hard that he divided via mitosis.
And if you hurt one, the other feels its pain, like those brothers in G.I. Joe.
Exactly that, 100%. You got it 100% right.
Thanks. I mean, like, yes, my cat's overweight. Like, I didn't know what I was... I don't know how it happened.
You feed her turkey out of the fridge.
Not anymore. And also, she loves it. One of my hobbies is traditional archery. I enjoy archery because it's a calm, methodical, physical skill that gets me outside. However, I also have a geeky interest in history and fantasy. For a long time, I have been looking at clothes that would pass for a peasant longbowman. But I think I can get an ensemble that I will enjoy for around $80. But the thought of spending this much pains me. We have a medieval outfit.
Nope.
While having a medieval outfit would be cool, I do not think I would be brave enough to wear it in public. Not public in general, but
Ren
fairs or Halloween parties sans deadly weapon. Even if I could work up the courage to dress up outside the house, it bothers me that I would spend money on something I would only wear a few times a year. Brothers, should I indulge in my geek side or just let a fun dream be a fun dream? That's from Merry Man in Minnesota. Holy shit. This is the best question.
It's really good because we've all struggled with this at some point.
We've all been here in some variation. I have a few questions. First off, you've said you'd only wear it to places like Ren fairs or Halloween parties, but you'd wear it without the deadly weapon. So from what I can tell, there is no context in which the bow and the garb, the tunic, would be worn simultaneously. So I don't see the connection to your archery, right, first off.
Have you guys ever seen Arrow?
Hell yes.
You know. Please, can we not talk about Arrow? Okay. It's just once you get Justin fucking going on Arrow, good luck.
You guys want to talk about Arrow?
Oh, no, not again. I can't fall into this.
Can this guy get a Kickstarter going? I would kickstart your tunic.
I would kickstart all $80 of it.
Absolutely.
America's Next Top Arrowman.
Let me say this, Merryman. You better have some compelling reward tiers because I think you are going to be passing those the early boundaries. One, I assume $80 to buy the tunic, $10,000 for your medical bills after somebody beats your ass wearing it.
No!
And then once you get past like $10,000, $80, I want to know what else you got cooking up.
I don't think in any of these situations that this person is talking about, wearing this peasant longbowman garb is one that is going to get their ass beaten.
Here is my thing. I've been thinking about this probably a lot more than is natural or healthy. But do you think that like when you roll out to a Ren fair, there's got to be like a hierarchy of like the dudes who have spent like, you know, $8,000, $10,000 on their, like, full suits of armor, and then they see somebody roll up in just, like, a puffy shirt and, like, leather pants, and they're like, check out this bugger.
Fuck spending $8,000, $10,000 on a full suit of armor. How about the people who have spent 30 or 40 years becoming a goddamn blacksmithing artisan, like, going out and, you know, farming tin ore in the Hillsbrad foothills and then coming home to smelt that shit, and then making armor for themselves specifically that they can only wear in this one fucking scenario. I think that they are probably at the top of the caste system.
So you have to imagine that, like, there is the possibility that you would roll up to the Ren fair and suddenly a swarm of ne'er-do-wells would descend upon you and beat your ass.
I think that's possible.
That's why you gotta have that bow.
You gotta be armed.
Yeah,
that's
the definitely
one thing. I don't think you can wear a tunic without the bow to back it up, I guess is what I'm saying to you.
That's because beautiful.
I also don't understand the compulsion to dress like a peasant longbowman. We're all playing pretend. Listen, most days I wear cargo shorts and a t-shirt, and if that's not modern day peasant garb, I don't know what is. So I don't know why at a Ren fair right. I wouldn't want to dress up like a fancy
gentleman. It's like going to San Diego Comic Con and cosplaying as Jimmy Olsen. Like, get the fuck together.
I'm Fitzpatrick Fitzwallace, the guy Superman rescues in issue.
Yeah, I'm Spider-Man's landlord. My name's Hank.
Hank Landlordman.
I got the powers of I fixed that faucet for you. No problem. Let me know if you got
and
any
And I don't
other
ask
issues.
Any questions.
I'm real dumb.
I do know his dark secret, though. He takes really bad shits.
Clogs that mother crapper up.
Spent a lot of time on Spidey's clogs.
Here's the one thing about me. I'm really good at getting blood out of stuff. Bleeds all over everything, that kid. No problem.
No
I got
big
that
deal.
For him. I fixed that squeaky window, too, Pete. the one can you used to get in and out of your apartment.
Can I make a suggestion? If you want a garb to go along with your archery, can I suggest instead of a peasant longbow garb, you instead cosplay as Gina Davis?
I love this.
And just like real-life Gina Davis? Not like character Gina Davis. Real-life Gina Davis.
Real-life Gina Davis, who's a master
who's
archer.
Who's a goddamn incredible
badass.
Can I get a fat head for my baby daughter's wall of Gina Davis?
Gina goddamn
like
Davis.
Like mid-archery? That would be amazing. This is who I want you to aspire to. The star of Cutthroat Island and master archer Gina Davis.
Let me
also check out Speechless. Not bad.
Pretty okay.
Let me check the warehouse. Let me check in the back, in the stock room. We only have a fat head of Gina Davis from Earth Girls Are Easy. So
I knew it. It's always that.
After that movie came out, before it came out, they produced, I don't want to give away their trade secrets, but 4.5 million fat heads of Gina Davis from Earth Girls Are Easy. Because they thought that was going to take the world by storm. That those classic characters, right, as portrayed by Jim Carrey. Ooh, I can do this.
Come on.
Jeff Daniels.
Incorrect. No, you messed it. You switched your Jeffs.
Jeff Goldblum.
Correct. Yes.
And Wayans.
But which Wayans, sir?
The oldest question. Damon Wayans Sr.
Damn it.
Is who you're looking for.
So we're all agreed that you need to buy yourself an outfit, right?
Yeah, buy it for $80. And, you know, wear it where you feel comfortable. It will feel tight to have it, I bet. If you want it, here's my thing. If you want it, fucking buy it. If it's not gonna hurt you, fucking buy the thing.
We need to rebuild this economy, Tootsuite.
Right.
Yes.
There are leather workers that are desperate for a client, and you can provide them an admittedly apparently meager amount of work. I'm saying $80 that's nothing.
Ooh, what about this? Teach yourself a skill. Fucking sew that outfit yourself.
Oh, that's good. Go to Joann Fabrics. Get the tunic pattern and some lovely prints and just make it for yourself. I love that.
Fucking earn it. And then if anyone tries to give you shit about it, be like, oh yeah, I made it.
Don't think of it as $80 you're only spending to dress up once in a great while. Think of it as an investment in post-apocalypse protection.
Mm-hmm.
Because after the revolution comes and the grid is shut down, the man who spent all his time making armor and learning archery are going to be the only ones worth a damn.
To get shot to death by the guy who bought 100 guns.
No, guns won't work either.
I have 100 guns. What do you have? I can make a doublet. Well, okay. Cool.
I will trade you a gun for a doublet. Done. No, that's called free market.
And then you shoot that man to death and take all his guns. Tailoring wins the day.
I want to go to the money zone. You're listening to a podcast. I know you like podcasts. Don't try to trip. I want you to subscribe to the Optimism Club podcast. That's on iTunes and Stitcher. That's with Steve Ball and Andy Ditchell. They sit down and talk about what's new
possibly
and exciting in the world. Andy Digital, your digital co-host. They talk about what's exciting in the world.
Think
of pop
like
culture.
Max Headroom.
Yes, Steve. Great joke.
Bitch, can I do my ad, please? Thank you. Jesus Christ. It's not like this. I bet they let each other finish fucking sentences as they discuss everything from movies and TV, comic books, anything you possibly nerd out about. Without fail, they also spin off on borderline insane tangents, like how every movie would be improved by introducing hyper-intelligent apes. I do agree on that front. And it's on iTunes, it's on Stitcher, or you can like their Facebook page. It's called The Optimism Club. Catch it.
I want to talk to you guys about a very personal thing close to my heart that I just learned about. I demand, actually, that you donate to the Doodle Game Kickstarter. You can go to doodlegame.com/mybrother for more info and Mabim Bam Fan Doodles. Now, I should point out, all of these times I've said doodle, I should have spelled it because it's actually D-U-D-L-E. with an umlaut, D-L-E. If you're just entering the URL, I don't think you have to hit the umlaut button. Just D-U-D-L-E game.com will get you there.
Oh my God, these are amazing.
Doodle, pronounced doodle. They pronounce it, they provide a pronunciation guide. I was about to call it doodle. It's a party game of illustrating randomly generated phrases. How do you play? Each player draws five cards, one adjective, two nouns, one verb, and one adverb, and then tries to illustrate that phrase. Can the other players guess your phrase based on your drawing? If you like Mabimbam, laughing, and playing creative tabletop games with your friends, then donate to the Doodle Game Kickstarter. And like I said before, you can check out some Mabimbam-specific content at doodlegame.com/mybrother, which I'm going to look at right now.
Yes, holy shit,
these are incredible.
There's tiny Amelie Pokemon singing sexily.
Okay, there's Middlest Ghost Horse shoplifting poorly.
Cosmic Bear God devouring furiously.
Oh, man. Dirty Cork.
Warrior Pokemon Juggalo sad living quietly.
Oh, man.
Baby Orb Yahoo answering expertly. Worried Groundhog Detective swiping dramatically. Listen, go to this.
Dirty Corncob Boy hiding Edward Snowden happily. Oh, there's some good stuff in
Doodle
here.
Game. That's DUDLEGame.com/mybrother.html. Do
that. That's great. I want to play that.
Oh God, that's really funny. Go look at that and kickstart their game. God, I'm starving. Okay. I didn't eat before the show and I'm starving.
Do you want to like take a break?
No, I can't take a break. I'm too busy.
Do you want to eat these fatty corn chips and sloppy, slimy, fatty, greasy Doritos?
Trying to lose weight, Griffin. Please help me. And I bet they've got GMOs.
They are stuffed with GMOs, but I heard online from a friend that I met online that GMOs are good for you because they help your bones get stronger.
Incorrect. That the only thing that's good for you in the world that you can trust is Nature Box. At naturebox.com, they've got delicious, nutritious, superstitious snacks that they send right to your door, and they're great for you, and they're delicious. They got BBQ kettle kernels, everything bagel sticks, yeah. South Pacific plantain chips. And they're healthy. They're not packed with GMOs. They're packed with...
What about my bones, though?
Your bones will really enjoy eating everything bagel sticks, BBQ kernels, and our personal favorite salted caramel pretzel pops. I want to try it. You know, I want to try it, but I don't want to pay full price. Can anybody help me?
I can, Justin. I will loan you some money.
Oh.
If you try NatureBox right now, you'll get 50% off your first box. You just have to go to naturebox.com/mybrother. 50% off your first box. Like, there's a $30 box that I think contains 10 bags. I should know because I just ordered it. But 10 bags for $30. 50% off, $15. It's an amazing deal.
You can choose your snacks, and then they send you a new box every month. And you can, like, mix up the snacks, and they're delicious. They really are quite good. Naturebox.com/mybrother, and you get 50% off. Go! Okay, now I'm full, but you know what else? I'm bored.
Oh, God, you are a fucking super needy guy. Did you really know that?
You're like a child.
You're basically...
Fill my holes, industry.
Oh, boy.
Fill the holes in my life, capitalism.
Extreme Restraints is not advertising with us this episode. Your holes...
Complete me as a person, your holes industry.
Will remain vacant.
Justin, do you like television?
What? Yeah, I guess I like television. I hate watching television because when is anything ever on? I don't know when anything's on.
I know. I'm paying for cable. It's a real pain in the old patootie. That's the end. Next question.
Our new secret fourth brother, Rosie O'Donnell, is really making a splash on this episode.
Well, here's the good news.
A koosh ball just rocketed out of my monitor, and I had to dodge it the last second.
So what you need to do is sign up for Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get all the episodes of current seasons of stuff like Family Guy, Parks and Recreation, Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and also like Community and South Park, shows that you already love, and you can get them as new episodes come out.
And you can watch them on now, fucking literally everything.
Travis, sometimes you sound so much like a commercial. I think you must be reading something, but like you're not. You're just
flipping it off the dome.
I'm just fucking awesome salesman.
You're like half commercial. And you can They got original shows, right? There's a new one I saw a commercial for while I was watching something else on Hulu called Deadbeat, which is about a guy who smokes pot and can talk to ghosts.
Is that dude? And it's that dude from Reaper, who was like the best part of that show, Reaper. That short-lived show, Reaper, that he was the best part of. It's $7.99 a month. And you can watch all these shows basically on any device that you want. But if you sign up now at HuluPlus.com/mybrother, all one word, you will get 2 weeks of full access totally free. That is an extra week more than the standard demo period. And you will get that extra week on us, really luxuriate in it. It's HuluPlus.com/mybrother.
Hey, I'm Jesse Thorne from MaximumFun.org. Last year, we got together with some of our favorite comedians and musicians and put them on a boat. It was a huge success, and we had such a great time, we decided to do it again this summer. The second annual Atlantic Ocean Comedy and Music Festival sets sail on July 25th, though technically there are no sails. Comedians will include W. Kamau Bell, Karen Kilgariff, Greg Barrett, Moshe Kasher, Kyle Kinane, Natasha Leggero, and more. Our music night is hosted by the great John Roderick of The Long Winters, and you can check out Jean Grey and others. To learn more about the Atlantic Ocean Comedy and Music Festival and to book your passage, visit boatparty.biz. The Atlantic Ocean Comedy and Music Festival. Comedy, music, shuffleboard.
I have a coworker who I share my position with who daily talks about having sex.
You can say it. It's fine. This is a safe space. Our show has a teen rating on iTunes, so we can say we can address these adult topics.
Having sex with his girlfriend, or before that, just random girls. I don't want to hear his dirty bird stories, but he seems to delight in bragging. I have asked him to stop, but it only seems to make him enjoy it.
Oh, God.
How do I get him to stop telling me about his late-night escapades? And that's from Don't Talk About Your Genitalia in Australia.
Pretty good.
God, it seems like the solution's in the question.
If
he enjoys it when you tell him not to talk about it, you gotta beg him to talk about it.
Oh, more details. Tell me about,
how'd you
go on? Tell me about how you used your penis again.
Who did you stick it to?
Number the veins, Carlton.
Oh, my God. God.
Paint a picture in my mind with
number the
details.
Number the veins?
Number the veins.
It was actually more upsetting to me that his name was Carlton.
That's
quantify the throbbing, Carlton.
That is my favorite Lewis Lowry book.
No. No.
Is it not okay?
Cannot. Will not. Should not. Just gotta. I think Travis is so right. You have to beg for more details. There is no verbal picture he will paint for you that could ever be resplendent enough. You have to continue to elicit adjectives from this man until he can adjectivify no more.
And when he's done, when he finishes the story, he's like, yeah, I don't want to talk about it anymore. You got to look at him like, and now I need you to really give it to her tonight and remember every detail. Really perform above and beyond, Carlton. Come in tomorrow and tell me everything.
Bring a talk boy to the bedroom with you. Record your entire lovemaking session and then transcribe it so we can discuss tomorrow.
I want a lot of pressure here, Carlton, but I'm looking at you to be my big champ.
I want some Kinsey-ass fucking science, doc. I want you to quantify every ounce of fluid.
don't you dare skip to the climax.
If only there was some sort of position, that we could invent right now that would exist inside of a corporate sort of structure that you could talk to and complain about your coworker who's talking about his jizz sessions on the daily. If only there was like different positions, like receptionist and data management. If only there was a position like that that was like jizz complaint receiver.
What about like, sexecutioner?
Like, you're talking about the HR department.
Oh, yeah. Why haven't you done that? That's like the obvious. It's like I cut my arm wide open. What do I do? Like, you go to a doctor or you put a Band-Aid. Like, there's a thing to do
now
already.
Now, to be fair, this person does not list what industry they are in. So it's quite possible that they exist in a business in which there is no HR department.
There is no professional field you can work in where this behavior is acceptable. Like, none, except unless it's Dirty Story Boys, the Dirty Story Boy Company, Inc. Co., where you only tell dirty stories to other boys. That is the only business. If you have made
and it is thriving.
And it is fucking hopping. Our next sponsor is Dirty Story Boys. If you're a dirty boy and you love dirty stories, come on down to Dirty Story Boys, where we are going to set you up with the dirtiest stories and the dirtiest boys. Every detail, number the veins, quantify the throbbing.
Also, all your saltwater aquarium needs.
We also have accessories. Come on down.
We're branching
Dirty
off.
Dirty Story Boys.
I fucked this girl in college once, and it was real cool. That will be $10. For what? What am I giving you $10 for?
Man, if you want more, you gotta pay more. You know what I mean?
That was the $10 package. Adjective free, two sentences. That's what you get.
Once I watched that Showgirls movie and it had that lady from Saved by the Bell in it and I got my first boner, that will be $20.
Because that was embarrassing. Because
that was embarrassing.
That's a celebrity story.
That's a celeb porn story.
Encounter.
That was a celeb encounter. That's a special diamond package here at Dirty Boy Stories. That will be that's $30. I explained my business model to you, which is in
one
a way.
One time I saw Susan Sarandon taking a shower, but it turned out it was my Aunt Diana, who only looks like Susan Sarandon. That'll be $100.
You just got the Aunt Diana package.
People love that. That's a very specific audience, but they'll gobble it up.
Yeah, sure.
DirtyStoryBoys.mbmbam. They're going to give you your first story for free.
It won't be a great one. It won't be a top line.
Right. Just, it's going to be a bottom tier.
You get a sampler.
Within the next month, I'm getting a new boss. It was an internal hire outside my department, but I see my soon-to-be supervisor every now and then. I'm personable. I try to make small talk when I see him. How's it going? How are the kids? Nonsense like that. But he's not having it. I'm talking minimal answers. I don't want to be the best friends with the guy, but I would like to know we can get along in my workplace. Is there another way to gauge if Gage?
Wow.
Is there another way to gauge?
Is there a gooch to see if we're going to work well together? Can I trick him into being my work pal, or is it already effed and I should quit while I'm ahead?
Well, I mean, the obvious answer is some kind of whimsical buddy road trip. Something where you learn a lot about each other, but a lot about yourself, Stu.
Do a full New England Applebee's tour.
Can you try to give him an organ? Like, does he need an organ, or maybe he wants a backup organ?
Or try to steal one of his organs and then, like, blackmail him to be friends with you to get it back.
These are all
that's pretty good.
Tremendous suggestions. I haven't worked in an office since I was fucking 17 years old. So if you,
Jimmy Buffett, Jesus.
If you would count, it don't even mention that dude's name. Listen, everyone, it happened again. We ate a pound of shit from people by offending them. First, it was jugglers, and then it was Jimmy Buffett fans. We did it again. Didn't think that there was that big an audience for that, but apparently
they prefer parrot heads. And also, I like Jimmy Buffett, so I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm going to do a live rendition of Boat Drinks when we go to New York. Somebody bring me a guitar so I can.
You can do that during the Justin show.
What I'm saying is, I don't think you can make anyone be your friend under any circumstances, like especially if you're fucking working together. But why do you give a shit?
Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna draw some knowledge that. In your question, you gave me the hint, I need to solve this problem. When you say that you ask him how it's going and how are the kids and nonsense like that, that says to me that you're clearly not interested in his answers. You're just trying to gauge if he likes you or not.
Ooh.
And that's going to come across as like really insincere, and that's not very likable. I would say if you should be interested in him and ask questions you want to know the answers to.
Travis is echoing the sentiments of Uncle Dale Carnegie, that is. The only way to make friends is to get genuinely, accent on that word, they're interested in other people. If you're not actually interested and you're just like saying platitudes or idle chit-chat for chit-chat's sake, then it's not going to build an actual relationship. You got to get actually interested in the guy. And if he's not, you know, if he's not interesting, then find something. Everybody's got something that's interesting about them. Find something, get interested in it, and that's the only real way to build a friendship like that.
And then once you started that, then you drop some negs.
Mm-hmm. Got it. A few negs. Just one to two.
And I mean, also keep in mind, he's your boss. Like, you don't have to be friends. Of course, everybody wants to be liked and everybody wants to be on good terms with people. But like, so you guys aren't like best friends going to see movies on the weekends together. So what? He's your boss, and it's a professional relationship more than anything else. So that's probably okay. Just make sure he doesn't hate you.
The only reason to be friends with your boss is so you can get away with more shit. And I think bosses know that full well. So their hearts are hardened.
You gotta break through. Yeah, they're so cold and dead inside.
You gotta genuinely like this guy first. You have to genuinely like this person and get actually interested in this person. But that's the only way that you're gonna actually make a relationship if that's what you wanna do.
I don't know what to add to this.
No, we nailed it. Okay.
Got it in one.
Y'all want a Yahoo?
Please.
This Yahoo was sent in by Drew Davenport. It is asked by... And now that field isn't even loading. Hey, Yahoo Answers, you did a great job on your website. You did a real good job. You brought in some real experts. It's like fucking healthcare.gov all over again.
I feel like all signs are pointing to us needing to abandon Yahoo Answers. Like, not only is...
Don't even fucking Yahoo joke about
dropping
that.
The ball... But everybody decided that, like, oh, these are, like, every week I see there was a guy on, like, BuzzFeed this week. It's like, you'll love this guy's hilarious Yahoo Answers responses. Like, yeah, hi, is it 2010 again? Or no, okay, he's pretty late to the party. This field has been mined.
By us.
It's done. We straight
came in. We gave the farmer $10 for the ore within his land. And he was like, ooh, I've got $10. And then we've taken all of it and left his fields fallow.
We salted the earth behind us.
Now, I mean, there's still people. There's some fucking shamans, some Yahoo shamans out there doing spiritual work, reviving the lands, the Mother Earth. Drew Davenport is a level 6 shaman, and he speaks directly to Comedy Gaia, and he gets a lot of product out of this fallow-ass field.
Now, what do you find in this fallow-ass field?
Thank you, Drew. I can't tell you who fucking asked it, because this website won't load, so I'm going to say it was asked by Drew Davenport, who asks, is stuffing shoes with socks noticeable? I stuff my shoes with socks daily to give me a bit of extra height. It's not uncomfortable walking, but sometimes I notice I walk like one of my legs are sore. It adds about 2 inches to my shoe height, making me almost 5'11 with shoes on. I always get the impression people are looking at me, and I am constantly looking behind me. My friend is about 5'8", and he uses regular insoles to make him 5'10". We are both 16.
What?
People noticed before, and I was so embarrassed they were mocking me for days in school, but despite this, I still do it.
So what?
I guess, first of all, you asked a question about whether it was noticeable and then said people noticed it and made fun of you. So, yes.
Can someone walk me through the actual procedure? I'm having trouble parsing.
What kind of shoes are you wearing that there's an extra, like, two inches in there?
Of space in there.
What kind of shoes are we talking about?
This is obviously clown school, right?
It's Stompers School, Stompers University.
When I put just like normal like arch support insoles in my shoes, I notice it's a little tight. That's like an eighth of an inch of material.
Yeah. I don't know if this person's talking about wearing a lot of socks or if they just put the socks under where their foot goes in the shoe cavity. In the shoe hole.
I don't think this person knows how big an inch is. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah. I have to imagine. 2 inches? That's significant.
That's Frankenstein shoes.
Yeah. Unless you have lifts, and those go, like, under the, in the sole.
It's the special shoes. Like Forrest Gump.
Hey, do you guys remember Forrest Gump? It's been a long time since America's consciousness has thought about that fool. Hey, time to re-release that on Blu-ray.
Travis, I got something. Check this out.
Okay.
Check this out. Shrill.
Nice.
I got one for you.
How about that? Wait, hold on. I got one. I got no legs, Forrest.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I don't get that one.
My legs are gone.
What is that?
I'm a lieutenant.
Oh.
I'm Lieutenant Daniel.
I'm Lieutenant Daniel.
Sergeant Daniel.
This is the UK Forrest Gump that has a silent U in his name.
Magic shoes.
Crikey.
Get your magic shoes here, Gov.
Seat's taken, Gov.
I got boiled prawns. I got skillet fried prawns. Butter battered prawns. Jellied prawns. Salt caked prawns. Farm raised prawns. Poached prawns. Come on out to my prawning boat, Fjorest.
Fjorest.
Fjorest Gump.
Oh, God. Can I tell you something about that movie? Can I tell you something about British Forrest Gump? Sally Fields would still be in it, and she would still be fucking transcendent. She would still be incredible.
Oh.
Fuck me. Oh, man.
Stupid
magic podcast. Shoes. Dumb show. Dumb show.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, My Brother and Me. We hope you had a good time, some fun, some laughs. Thank you so much to people tweeting about the show with the MBMBAM hashtag, like Jordan, Paul, Blistifer, Fenton's Dad, BTA, Schmoozy, Sir Bunnington, Louisa Heron, Don Chappell, Comedy Podcasts, Sarah the Cat, Austin Grismore, and many, many others.
Were you just being generic? Were you being generic then and just like thanking comedy podcasts?
No, that's an actual... We've talked about comedy podcasts before. The Twitter account, Comedy Podcasts.
Thanks to everybody who's already started sending in emails and questions for the live shows. Although, I would stress that when you send them in, don't just put question for the live show. We're doing 3 of them, people. Please specify which one you're going to be at. Specify which one you're attending.
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Great little album. A lot of great tunes. A lot of great tracks. I suggest listening to track 4 and 6 and 9 are my personal favorites.
I want to remind everybody that there are still plenty of fantastic seats, or I guess cabins, available for the Atlantic Ocean Comedy and Music Festival at boatparty.biz. They had just announced that they added Tony Kamen, Carol Kolb, Guy Branum, and James Adamian. Adamian? That sounds right. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. And they already had said that Chris Fairbanks is going to be there, Moshe Kasher, Kyle Kinane, Morgan Murphy, and John Roderick, which you might remember from 30 seconds ago. It's going to be huge. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be comedy, and there's going to be music, and it's going to make you really, really happy because you're going to set sail from Port Canaveral and spend 3 nights in the Bahamas July 25th and 28th. That's boatparty.biz.
Sounds terrible. Who would want to do that?
Catch it.
I want to say thanks again to our friends at Nature Box, where you can get a box of delicious snacks and you can get it, your first order for 50% off if you go to naturebox.com/mybrother. even if you're not sure, even if you're like, nah, I might not, go check it out and just look at the shit they offer. It's incredible.
Also, a big thanks to Hulu, where you can binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere. You can get that extended free trial of Hulu Plus. You can go to HuluPlus.com/mybrother. Griffin, do you have a last question?
I do have
just sort of chew on.
I have a final one that you can chew on, appropriate for reasons you'll understand here in a second. I'm just saying that what you just said is appropriate to the subject matter of the question. So it's kind of funny how life works out sometimes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is funny.
This one was sent in by Jacob Locker. Thank you, Jacob. It's by Yahoo Answers user Duncan, who asks, is Jack Link's beef jerky bad for you?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin. You said chew on it, and then beef jerky is like sort of a sinewy shooter.
This has been my brother and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
I'm Cameron Esposito.
I'm Rhea Butcher.
I am Ricky Carmona.
And we are the cast members, what, I don't know, podcastiness of Wham Bam Pow. That's an action and sci-fi movie podcast you can find on MaximumFun.org or on iTunes. And what do? News, reviews, and things you can use.
Tons of things you can use.
We break it down so it can forever be broken.
Hilarious jokes. Plus, sometimes there's a dog in the studio.
Sometimes there's a dog here.
We'll see you in your earbuds.